7.9.
It's time for an Awaken Me Now prophetic moment with prophetess Cadence McCall from Cadence McCall Prophetic Ministries. You can participate in this prophetic moment of personal prophecy by calling in. Stand by for prophetess Cadence McCall.
Good evening, Jacksonville. I am so excited to speak to you guys tonight for another Awaken Me Now moment with myself and my special returning guest once again tonight, Prophetess Khadijah Johnson. Prophetess, can you please say hello to the people of Jacksonville tonight and those watching by way of social media?
Hello, hello, hello. I am so excited to be on here tonight. I cannot wait to hear what the Lord has to say to his people tonight. And thank you for the invite. I appreciate it.
You are always very welcome. Listen, when I spoke to you earlier and I said, what do you want to get on here and talk about tonight? Because, you know, we prophetic apostolic people, we just kind of are so free-spirited. And just when you are one with the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, you don't really need to do a lot of planning. Actually, I hear the spirit of the Lord saying right now that there's even some of you listening right now that you feel like you cannot go move forward in life or even make some decisions that you have right now for your life because you don't feel like you've planned it out enough. But I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, he just needs you to take a step forward. He says, right now, if you will just obey, he says, anybody that's listening, that there are different directions that many of you are able to take. And some of you are waiting, saying, God, I don't want to go in this direction because it might not be you, because option A might be where you want me, or option B, or option C, or option D. But God said, what if I just go ahead and make all the options the right option for you in this season, to go ahead and block out that confusion? Because the Spirit of the Lord says, I'm doing something very, very, very unique. God bless you by way of social media. I want to give a shout out from those in Tennessee, Pastor Jackie Alexander. It's so good to see you. God bless you, Kevin Pennington, Valton Ponder, Sarah, who was that? Machinsky. All right, I'm just going to go ahead and give different people shout outs tonight because the Spirit of the Lord is shouting out the names of the remnant in this season. And you might say, well, who are the remnant? You know, we've said in the church, you know, I prophesy to you the different people in this season are getting ready to pick your name up in the atmosphere. And the Spirit of the Lord says, as we begin to even see by way of social media, the names that are coming on the screen, Michelle Ingram, Sherry Everett Brown, Renee Smith, the Spirit of the Lord says that he is releasing your names into the atmosphere to be picked up for your divine promotion and divine timing of now, says the Spirit of the living God. All right, Prophetess Khadijah. Oh, okay, wait a minute. Let me go ahead and get her situated over here with all this different stuff we have going on. But what I want to talk to now, tell us the name of your ministry.
Eternal Impartation.
Can you tell us why the Holy Spirit laid upon your heart to name your ministry Eternal Impartation? What's the vision? What's the mission? What's the mandate?
Well, with that specific name, it was a time in my life to whereas, of course, you know, in Christ, you're praying and you're doing all these things, but I kept praying. I said, God, I want an impartation that lasts. It has to be something that lasts in my life. I need an eternal or everlasting, an ongoing impartation to whereas I don't go through the same cycles anymore. I don't do repetitive things anymore. I'm standing in Christ with a firm. My faith is not wavering.
Jesus.
So he gave me the ministry of eternal impartation.
Okay, so when you say that the Lord gave you the name of the ministry, the eternal impartation, and that this is an impartation of his spirit and of his anointing and of his oil and his glory that has stayed with you as a manifested daughter of the Lord Jesus Christ, or a manifested daughter of the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ, should I say rather, when you say that this impartation has stuck with you in such a way that you were able to break different cycles in your life, can you go ahead and minister to the people that are listening and even by way of social media, what were some of those cycles of defeat that you would find yourself perpetually going through, and what was the solution that finally caused you to put a handle on those cycles and therefore create a divine halt and a divine stop? Really, what was the key to the successfulness of your divine deliverance?
one of the keys were, one of the cycles I had was I was, you know, everybody experiences a place of struggle, a place of lack in their life. And for so many people, that's a place where people find it hard to get over or hard to succumb or hard to surpass. And so I started taking the word literally for what it says. And that's how my impartation came. And that's how my deliverance came, along with my obedience and my worship and my faith. So if the word says that you are an overcomer, it's just not a word. It's something that you have to take literally and believe that you are that overcomer. If he said you should have more than enough, then you have to take that word literally. If he says you're victorious, you have to take that word literally and say that I'm victorious and believe that I'm victorious. So with me, it was more so of really taking the word of God and taking it literally and applying it to my life.
All right, well, that is a really good point, and I understand what you're saying. And there are so many people, even those listening, that a lot of people contact me and message me and say, I know that they take the word of God literally. I know that they are faithful people that enter into prayer and worship and daily meditation and daily Bible reading, but they still seem to not be able to get a handle on some of these cycles of defeats in their life. What do you think, rather than just taking the word literally, can you explain to the process to the people of when you took the word literally, when you said, okay, I see this verse according to Philippians 4:13. Mm-hmm. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I know that the word of God says that I am more than a conqueror. I know that I am able to receive and believe and do anything that, beyond what I can even ask, think, or imagine before the power that works within me. So knowing all those things and taking those things literally, as many people do, what was the process like where the manifestation of those verses became a living reality in your life?
It was the process of during rejection. With the word of God, you have to apply action to it.
Right.
So even though you're taking it literally, when those obstacles come and that defeat come, you have to put that word to action.
Yes.
So if I'm coming into a bump in the road that stopped me from being victorious, then I got to find another way around so I can get to that victorious state.
Jesus, that's
so
good.
You just don't stand there and just stare at the bump and say, God, I'm taking your word. I'm taking your word. And you apply no action to it. You have to apply action to what you believe.
Jesus, that's good. She said, guys, she would come to a bump in a road, find a strategy via the Spirit of God, and was able to take action to be able to go around that bump or overcome that bump. Now, that's very interesting. I want to talk about, even as the Spirit of the Lord is talking to me right now, many of us find ourselves at a bump in the road. Right. The bump in the road, some of us could be in a grieving process because we've just lost a loved one, or someone in our family is sick and we don't see the healing power of God manifesting in their lives. Or the bump in the road could be we just want to give up because we just don't have the energy to move anymore. And what I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying tonight is I hear him saying something very unusual. I need you guys to go and find a revival. Because the Spirit of the Lord is saying that, I'm sorry,
no, you
the Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord is saying is that the key to the bump of the road is sometimes we don't have the faith to be able to hear the Lord ourselves,
right.
Or we hear him, but we're not sure if we're hearing him, so we need a word of confirmation. And sometimes it's not until we have that word of confirmation that will take the step of faith in order to walk towards the door, to unlock the door with the key that he's already given us.
Right.
So I hear the Lord say, some of you listening, you need to come up out of your, off your couch, you need to come up out of your house, you need to come up out of your stagnation, and you need to find a revival that you can find an authentic prophetic voice to speak into your life in order to give you the strategy that you need,
yes,
to walk over that bump of the road.
Yes.
Now,
yes,
I'm going, yes, in a vein here, and I'm being led by the Spirit of God. Your experience in the church,
mm-hmm,
can you talk about some of the good experiences you've had in the prophetic? Times that you knew that there was a word of confirmation and the Lord was using that person or that voice to lead you in the right direction. And then can you talk about maybe sometimes where maybe you got an accurate word or maybe it was inaccurate, but it kind of ended up putting your life in a contrary state when you were not expecting that to happen?
My experience in the church, most of the, well, let me see. But I got a prophetic word that was kind of leading me in the right direction. So let me just think on that, because when I was in a ministry, the whole thing about really evaluating yourself, and I think that's the most thing that I kind of got from a particular ministry, is really evaluating yourself. And in that took me to a deeper place of studying the word and getting into the word.
Yes.
To make this word actually, this impartation, last as long as it is, and that you know, stuff like that. So that's basically,
I like that. Wait, let's stop. That was meat right there. You said you had an impartation and it has lasted as long as it is now. There's, yes, many of us in the church, we get impartations, but nothing's manifesting and nothing's lasting. So you used the word in your personal relationship with Christ,
right,
to sustain the impartation that you received inside the walls of the church, so you could survive under the anointing and through the anointing outside the walls of the
right,
church.
Right, right. Because,
wow,
I don't know if people realize that you have to. It is a must that you have a personal relationship of your own, on your own, as well as you go into your local ministry, as well as you go into revivals or to anything else. It's so many times that we come out of a revival, a conference, a church, and we just sit on the side. We don't dig into the word. We don't really study the word. We don't get into a place that we can actually hear God to see if, first of all, if that word that was given was correct, or how to go about strategizing or walking out the word that was given. Some of us get so hyped up to whereas,
yes,
we can't even sustain the impartation, even if it wasn't the impartation of laying on hands, because the word of God itself is so powerful,
my God,
in itself, that we're so focused on the laying of hands. There's nothing wrong with that, but the word of God is so powerful that it should be able to sustain you in your dire need, in your dire distress, in your doubt, in your fear, in your discomfort. It should be able to sustain you, and that's where you have to really get into that intimate place with the Father.
So wait a minute, you're telling me that we do not need our pastor to sustain us?
No,
they're really there just to kind of help maintain,
oh,
the walk.
Yes.
That we should be sustaining through the talk.
Right.
Because did y'all hear that?
Sorry.
Talk, communication, one-on-one relationship with Jesus Christ.
Right.
Holy Spirit.
Because even if you look at it, and if you look at the pastor, quote unquote, is the shepherd, quote unquote, that leads the sheep, you know, it's just the pastor is leading you to a place. So it should be leading you to a place of some intimacy with the Father, and not just taking on, I'm not saying what they're saying, but that pastor cannot sustain you in your relationship with the Father. Neither can a prophet, neither can an apostle. It takes that one-on-one communication, as she said, to be sustained in this time.
And what do you think's happening right now with people that are basing their personal growth in Christ on leaders at the moment? What do you think's happening to those people? What have you seen?
I think they're following.
The
I think they're first of all, because they believe everything that particular person has said, and then when it does not come to fruition or come to pass, they're falling off the grid. Or they're taking bitterness in their heart, or they've got so much what they call, quote unquote, church hurt, or all those things of that sort. So that's what I believe is happening to a body when they put what their pastor, prophet, minister, or whatever says over the word of God, over
Jesus,
what God is saying. None of that trumps what God is saying for your life and in your life. You have to understand it and take account that what God says trumps everybody else's voice. So God, I just pray now that you will open and you will quicken the ears of your people for a sound that will resonate in their spirit realm, God, that they will not move to the left or the right. And God, they will have a firm discernment in this hour to know what is of God and what is not of God. And the place that they stand stagnant in, God, I pray for a movement now, Father, in the name of Jesus. God.
My God. You know what? I know we wanted to talk about revive, transformation, transfiguration, going from glory to glory,
okay,
all those wonderful, great, grand, deep things were our plans, because we like talking about the deep, 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 deep. But I hear the Lord say, stay right here. And what he wants to do, he wants all of those that are listening in your car, social media, wherever you're at, to call in. If you have been hurt by the church, I need you to call in right now, because there is fresh revival on the line for your transformation that will lead to your ultimate transfiguration,
yes,
which is the eternal impartation.
Yes.
Sustaining the internal impartation.
So when you call in for your revival, what we're doing is we are imparting and we're bringing you back to life. We're bringing that hope back to you.
Yes.
We're bringing that confirmation back to you. We're bringing you back alive to get to that transformation place, to that place of sonship, to that place where you're walking in Christ, and then to transfiguration, to where you are walking in the fullness of who he called you to be, and you're walking in the stature of who he called you to be. Hey, Justin.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, Justin. Quick shout out, sorry.
Good to see you. And those of you listening in your car, Justin is someone we're talking to on social media, a friend of ours from church. Amen. A wonderful minister in the Lord. We give you a great shout out from Jacksonville, Florida. God bless you, Pastor Tammy, from the Innovative Empowerment Church here in Jacksonville, Florida.
God bless
you. Amen. All right, guys. So we're going to go ahead and we are going to take these live calls. 904-296-2251. If you're watching by way of social media, please share this video. Amen. First caller, who am I speaking with tonight? Good evening. Who am I speaking with?
This is Jennifer Staten.
Jennifer Staten. It's so, so nice to hear your voice tonight. I know your name is familiar. I know that I know you, right? I think.
Yes, from all kinds of lives.
Yes. Amen. That's right. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to go ahead.
Praise
Prophetess,
God.
Can you please begin to pray for her? And then I will begin to pray after.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we honor you. We bless you, God. I thank you for Jennifer now, God. I even thank you for her faith even to call in, Father. And we're talking about those who've been church hurt, right?
Yes.
And so, Father, now, God, I pray now that you would go into that deep place, Father, where that hurt and that pain has taken place, God, and you will heal and you will mend, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And you will pray, you will bring her to a place of transfiguration, Father, that even, oh, God, even as you sit her on the top of the mountain, God, that you would take her into the glorious place, God, that you would take her into the high place, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray now that you will open revelation and knowledge unto her, God, wisdom and strength unto her, Father, in the name of Jesus. I cancel the assignment over her life, God. I cancel the assignment of the enemy, God, that would try to bring doubt, God, that would try to bring fear, Father, that would try to bring unbalancing and wavering, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray now, God, that she would stand firm in the body of Christ, God. We're firm in your word, God, firm in your spirit, oh God, firm as a son of God, in the name of Jesus.
The Lord says, daughter, I do have a place for you. I have a set place for you. And I see a season of where you went through severe hurt. Severe hurt by relationships, by people that said they love you, by people that you thought that you could count on. And the Lord says, I've even seen the times that you've prayed for those that said they were for you when they were really against you. And the Spirit of the Lord says that he's counting those prayers and to your account of faithfulness in this season. We know that the word of God says that he rewards faithfulness. And I hear the Lord say, daughter, come up higher, because I need you to be very sensitive in this season, because there is a set place that I have assigned for you to go. He said he's not going to have you be a dismembered member in this season. No more dismemberment. No more confusion. No more trying to figure out who to listen to and who not to listen to, who to talk to and who not to talk to, who to believe and who not to believe. The Spirit of the Lord says, daughter, as you incline your ear unto me, I am going to continue to show you myself. He says he already shows you. He already shows you. But he says he just wanted to give you a word of confirmation to let you know that where you are right now, you are on the right track, says the Spirit of the living God.
My God. Thank you. God,
you're welcome. You. I love you, woman of God. God bless you. I'll talk to you later. Next caller. Hello, good evening. Who am I speaking with?
Good evening. This is Nita.
Who is this?
Nita.
Lita.
Nita.
Oh, Nita. Okay. Yeah. All right, Miss Nita. All right. I have people want to know where to call. 904-296-2251. Okay, thank you, Miss Nita. Arabasanda bobo robo shanda basata. Urabasanda. God, I thank you for Nita, God. God, I thank you, Lord, that you're even meeting her where she's at right now. God, I thank you, Father God, that there's a fresh impartation of your glory and your fire, God, even hitting her in her home. I thank you, Father God, that you have given her an ability to speak peace to the atmosphere. And when she speaks peace, things begin to change around her. The Spirit of the Lord says he's getting ready to awaken your eyes to be able to realize how powerful the words that you speak in the realm of peace really are. I hear the verse that says, blessed are the peacemakers, for surely they are the children and sons of God. And the Spirit of the Lord says, daughter, I have made you as a peacemaker. I have given you this gift of mediation, of being able to kind of be the middleman, that when there's a conflict, you're kind of able to settle the agreement. And the Spirit of the Lord says he wants to tell you that he does not count that gift of counsel within you as a light thing. And he says that he is bringing it up right now to let you know that your worship has been a fresh fragrance to him, to let you know that your labor has not been in vain. Even the times that you've given people advice, andabasata, and it necessarily wasn't been in his name, the Spirit of the Lord says, all counsel comes from me, all advice comes from me, because I am the God of wisdom. So the Lord says, even the times you acted in wisdom and didn't even necessarily use my name attached to it, the Lord, and it's like I see times where you've given people advice and you didn't always mention the name of Jesus because you maybe felt a little scared or you didn't want to offend them or this or that. But the Lord says he doesn't count any of that against you, because he says some are called the plant and some are called the water. And he looked at your heart even when Peter denied him 3 times, but he was still called and he was still chosen. So I right now break the back of the oppressor over your mind. I break that condemnation. I call it up and I call it out in the mighty name of Jesus. And I command a fresh fire of revival to a Sunday. God said, I'm taking confusion out of your home. I'm taking strife out of your home. That strife that wants to take place, that spirit of disagreement, the Spirit of the living God said, I'm here to break it. I'm here to break it. I'm here to break it. The Spirit of the Lord says, even those family members that have come against you, God said, I'm shutting the mouth of the oppressor. I'm breaking the back of the accuser. I'm moving you forward in me if you will just take the first step. So the Lord says, you have this gift of counsel. And the Lord says, I'm stirring it up. Do not be weary in well-doing, for you shall reap a harvest if you faint not. The Spirit of the Lord says, now is not the time to faint. I come against anything that has tried to yoke itself to your health. And I decree and declare a divine healing. I decree and declare a divine sustenance on the bashande. I decree and declare the divine arabasande beshataba, healing virtue from heaven invade your body from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I decree and declare that whom the sun sets free is free indeed. Arabasande beshe. And the Lord says the yoke of the oppressor shall not have the final say in your life in this season, says the Spirit of the living God. Receive.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Prophetess, do you have anything for her?
Thank you, Jesus.
You have one word, anything, nothing.
Yeah.
Go ahead, please.
So what the Spirit of the Lord was showing me was that he's going to give you strength for the journey. And so even in these next few months, or even in this next season of your life, I see something coming. I see some, you're going through something. And so even as she prayed, God is also preparing you for the strength. He's going to give you strength through the journey that you get ready to partake of.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. Even like she said, continue to counsel the assignment over the enemy over your life, even the oppressor of the enemy over your life, even over your family life, your children life. Continue to pray that. Continue to intercede even for your family.
Yes. Woman of God, I see you sitting in a chair, and I see you there with your Bible open, and it's like as you begin to read, you try to press in, but I see this, like, it's like this black figure that tries to oppress you as you're trying to press in. So it's kind of like there's drag, like you try to come up higher, but there's this oppression that tries to overtake you, and it has you begin thinking on different things, and it stirs up a spirit of distraction within you. Hey, and the Spirit of the living God says that he's breaking that, he's breaking that, he's breaking that, and he's breaking it by sending a fresh fire of revival to hit your inner man, Arabasande, right now, Arabasande, Beshe Tebasata. Listen, the enemy will come back in order, Uboroboshanta, to test your power to resist. The Spirit of the Lord says, I'm building up your resisting power in the realm of the Spirit. So even though I've refilled you tonight, do not neglect the refueling daily. I've refilled you, but you must refuel daily, because the enemy will come to try your resistance power, and he will come to see if the house has been filled, and he will come to try to become that strong man once again. But the Spirit of the living God says, do no longer give him any more strength by neglecting your personal relationship with me. I need you to come up higher, says the Spirit of the living God.
And also I hear the Spirit of the living God say to you, he said, continue to ask for the spirit of counsel and the spirit of might. The spirit of counsel and the spirit of might, even in this next season. The spirit of counsel and the spirit of might. Man, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, woman of God.
Amen.
I bless you. I love you. Thank you for calling in. Next caller. Who's calling? Who am I speaking with? God bless you.
God bless you, Rhonda.
Hi, Rhonda. Miss Khadija, can you please begin praying for Miss Rhonda?
Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we honor you. We bless you, God. We thank you for Rhonda, God. We thank you for her even calling in now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray now that you would go into that deep place, God, that deep place of hurt, God, Abashando, Robobobosha, God, that deep place of rejection, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for the Spirit of the living God to fill the void in her life, Father, the place that where she's lacking, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray now, God, that she will mount up, God, that you will mount her up with strength, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we honor you. We bless you, God. We thank you right now, God, for Rhonda, God, and where you're calling her to, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, give a great grace in this season. Father, in the name of Jesus, give a great grace. Give a great grace in this season, Father. Let your manifested glory perpetuate her, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Rhonda, the Spirit of the Lord says that he wants you to know that you are more filled, Arabashanda, with his presence than you realize. Amen. You are more filled with, and there's some things that the Lord is requiring you to do, requiring you to step out on. But I hear you saying, but God, I feel this is you. I hear you, but I'm just not ready. I'm not ready. I'm not ready. No, the Lord says you are ready. The Lord says you are ready. And if you'll receive this word by faith, he's going to break the I'm not ready Jesus. Mindset yes. off of you. So I need you to say three times out loud, Lord, I'm ready.
Lord, I'm ready. Lord, I'm ready. Lord, I'm ready.
The Lord says your deliverance for tonight is in your own tongue. So I need you for the next 30 days, every day that you wake up, to say three times, Lord, I'm ready. And that's saying that 90 times. Listen, Arabasanda, psychology proves that it takes 21 days to break a habit. So if that's just dealing with your mind, will, and emotions, sometimes we even need to go deeper to deal with the spirit. Anabasata. Yes. So I need you to say 90 times this month.
Yes.
I need to invade past your psyche, past your mind, past your will, past your emotions, and into your spirit man. So that the revelation of who you are in him will come alive once and for all. I don't care what they said about you at the church. I don't care about, I see this demeanor on you that's very perceptive and very discerning, and you pick up easily on things and even pick up things on people in leadership. And the Lord said he's given you that discernment for prayer purposes and also for protective purposes. And people don't understand it. But the Lord said it's not a facade. This is the demeanor he's given you as a warrior in him. God, I thank you even right now, God, that you're redirecting her steps.
Yes.
Into different places in this season. I see a Amen. Door in the spirit that's shutting. And the Lord says, do not fear. Let it go. Walk out of it. For I've already opened 3 more doors for you. For the one that I just shut. The Lord says, no, it's not the enemy. The enemy didn't shut it. The enemy's not the one stirring it up and causing the chaos and the confusion. The Lord says, no, you're my child. It's my righteous right hand that has come down and troubled the waters on your behalf. So as God has troubled the waters and there's things around you happening that you don't quite understand, God says those waters are being troubled just to thrust you into the right direction.
Yes.
Amen.
Prophetess, do you have anything for her?
I'm just praying that the Spirit of God will continue to lead you. I see like you take things and you like in your own might, in your own strength. And so in this hour, in this season, just pray to be led by the Spirit of God. Even as she prayed for the doors to be opened, I see the righteous man's steps are ordered by the Lord. So even as God leads you, allow him to lead you. Do not take things in your own strength, in your own might, because every time you will fail, every time you will come into a different circumstance, every time another door that maybe God was trying to open will be shut. So I'm just saying, just pray and just continue to ask God to order your steps in this season.
Also, Amen. I'm seeing an open Bible, and the Lord is saying that there's another level of his word that he wants to bring you into in this season when it comes to showing you different things about life in the spirit. He said this is a time he's taking you out of life in the flesh, and he wants to train you in life in the spirit. Life in the spirit can deal with fasting. It can deal with prayer. It can deal with spiritual warfare. It can deal with worship. It can deal with communion. It can deal with so many different things that the realm of the flesh does not have access to. So God says tonight, he has denied your flesh access to some things. And the Lord says you're even getting ready to lose your appetite for a few days, that he's calling you on a fast because there's some things that he wants to open your eyes to, things that you've been having trouble breaking into. I thank my social media followers for sharing that number, 904-296-2251. And I really need you. I don't know if you follow me on social media or not, but I need you to join me on this 30-day consecration. Amen. Because there's some things within you that the Lord wants to rectify and solidify. There's even some excess weight that you've been carrying from seasons past that the Lord is wanting to set you free from. So I need you to contact me on social media, Cadence McCall, CadenceMccall. God bless you, woman of God. I love you, and you have a wonderful night. Next caller, 904-296-2251. God bless you. Who am I speaking with this evening?
Hi, this is Alejandra.
Hi, who is this?
Alejandra.
Alejandro, God bless you, Miss Khadija. Who, I love when the international people call because your heart is for the nations.
Right.
So I know that because your heart is for the nations, you have a word for Miss Alejandra on the line tonight.
Father, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we honor you. We bless you, God. We thank you for Alejandra. Did I say that right? Father, I pray that you would lift her up, God, that you would guide her in every situation, every circumstance, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
God, I pray that her heart will be mended, God, in the name of Jesus. I see where your heart was broken.
Yes.
I see like broken places in your heart. So, Father, I pray now for a mending, God. I pray for a healing and I pray for a deliverance, God. Oh, Father, I pray also now, God, I pray now that she will have a transformation of her mind, a renewance of her mind now, God, in the name of Jesus. I see that you're going on this high place. In this place with God. I see you going in this place with God, and God is going to take you on a journey. But first, he needs to renew your mind from old places, from old situations, and old circumstances. I'm praying now that God will continue to strengthen you, even for this journey of where he's getting ready to take you, even in this season. I see your desire for him. You have a desire for more of God. You be like, God, I want more of you. I just want you, God. I just want you. And so he's saying, I'm answering your prayers, my daughter. Abba Shata. God says, I'm answering your prayers. God says, just as you ask, my daughter, I will take you higher. I will take you into that place. But God says, are you ready to go? Abba Shata. He said, because some things that I'm getting ready to unveil for you, he says, you're not ready to see them. You're not ready to know them. God says, I got to take you and put you into another place that you will be able to receive and handle the things that I want to show you in this season. I see God is getting ready to turn some things around for you. There's some situations, some circumstances that you've been going through and that you've been seeking the Lord for. You've been asking God. You've been, God, when is this going to turn around for me? God, when is this going to get through? When is this breakthrough is going to come for me? God said, I'm going to do that in this season. He said, but you got to honor me. He said, but you got to glorify me. He said, even when I do this, I'm going to put my manifested glory upon you. I even see you traveling from place to place, from nation to nation. God says, I'm getting ready to put an oracle in your mouth. He said that you're about to speak to the nations. Oh my God. I even see places like Israel and Jerusalem. God says, I'm going to bring those things to pass for you. He said, but first you got to get back into my presence. You got to be in a place that you can hold the weight of the glory that I'm getting ready about to manifest upon you, even in this season, saith the Lord.
My God, you know, as you're ministering to this precious woman of God, the glory of God on my Sunday, Baba Shata. I hear you say, Lord, first of all, I hear the Lord say that he wants to deal with the loss that's happened in your life, that's formed a barrier of grief. And the Lord says, before you can go into this next place that the woman of God, Prophetess Khadijah, just prophetically opened up for you in your life through the power of the word, he's got to begin to heal you in some areas. So I hear the Lord say, daughter, I need you to forgive yourself for some things. I need you to let it go. I need you, to just cry out the grief, cry out the hurt. God said, even in the areas that you're lacking, I'm getting ready to replenish. I'm getting ready to refill. Do you not know that I own the cattle on 1,000 hills? So God says what he's doing through inner healing and deliverance tonight, he's breaking the barrier that's keeping you from being able to enter into the next realm. The Lord said he's seen every tear. I hear the Lord say you really haven't been able to cry in a while, and that something tonight has broke through the airwaves, and the glory of God has fallen on you in such a way that the barrier has been supernaturally broken, that when we get off this line tonight, if you will go into worship immediately, don't wait, don't lag, don't pick up the phone, don't wait for a distraction to take you out of the place that you're already in. The Lord said, if you'll go up into that place immediately, I will meet you there and speak with you there, just that the Lord told the prophet Ezekiel by the river Chebar, I will meet with you in this place. The Spirit of the Lord says, I am desiring to open your eyes at another level this season, and I will meet with you right where you're at if you'll just meet me where I'm at, says the Spirit of the living God.
Yes, I just hear this word, be lifted up. Be lifted up, 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 saith the Spirit of the Lord. He said, do not allow grief to stagnate you even in this season. Do not allow the pain and the hurt to even stagnate you in this season. God say, be lifted up, be lifted up.
And as you were saying, be lifted up, the verse that kept coming to mind, be lifted up, ye everlasting gates, you doors, so that the King of glory may come in. You have to be lifted up because the King of glory is wanting to come into your circumstance right now. He's wanting to touch you in a tangible way. So I need you to just begin to lift. You know what the Lord is saying? He's saying, don't say another word to her. He needs you to make a public proclamation, and he needs you right now over the radio to begin to lift up the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I need you to lift up the name of Jesus in such a bold manner right now on this line tonight that as you do it, the glory of God is getting ready to meet you right where you're at.
Yes.
I need you to say, I lift you up, Jesus.
I lift you up.
I need, God is breaking timidity. God is breaking a shyness. God is breaking these things off of you. I need you to begin to lift him up. 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 Begin to encourage yourself in the Lord, even as David did.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Come on. You're almost there. You're almost there. There it is. There it is. He sent the word and healed them.
Yes.
He sent the word and healed them. He sent the word and healed them.
Yes.
There it is. Harabashata basata.
Yes.
I feel the glory of God.
The glory of God.
I feel the presence of God. I feel the shaking of the spirit of the living God awaken you right now. I need you to come up one more time.
God, take it to the higher place.
There it is. Let it out. Let it out. Rivers of living water flow. New tongues. Yes. Fresh fire. There it is. Receive. Woman of God, when we get off this, I need you to get alone by yourself. And yes. I need you. The Lord has rebaptized you afresh tonight. He's wanting you to let this out in a manner. I don't care how loud you have to be over the radio. I'm telling you, your deliverance is here. Sometimes we have to obey the instructions of the prophet.
Yes.
Because it's not really a man that we're obeying. But what it is when we say obey the instructions of the prophet is God saying, I simply need you to obey the strategy for your deliverance that I'm giving the directions to through another human being on your behalf.
Amen.
So there's some fear, there's some timidity, the call that you have on your life, God has to break that off of you.
Yes.
So he will cause you to shout, he will cause you to scream and do some things that seem really weird in order to let your soul know what your spirit already knows, that he has not given you a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. You have a sound mind. You have a sound mind. I awaken the mind of Christ in you. I come against night terrors. I come against bad dreams. I come against the enemy, the deceiver that would try to speak to your mind and sometimes even tell you that you don't belong to the Lord. The Lord says you are his and no man can pluck you out of his hand.
Yes.
That is a lie. That is the root of condemnation. That is the accusation of the deceiver. And the spirit of the living God says that he is breaking it off tonight. And that's why he's had you on here for the time that he has.
Yes.
Because he needs you to begin to praise. He needs you to begin to worship. Because I literally felt the glory. I felt the tangibility of the presence of the Lord for your deliverance on your behalf. So I need you to begin to praise the Lord. I'm not getting off this line
until you praise
the Lord in the dimension that he's requiring. I need you to come up. I need you to come up. I need you to worship the Lord. I need you to pretend that nobody's talking to you and that you're alone. And you just begin worshiping the Lord. I need you to worship the Lord. I need you to worship the Lord. I need you to worship the Lord. I will know when it has hit the heart of the Father, because it's going to hit me in the belly. There it is. Break. You just hit another realm in the spirit.
Yes. Worship him out of your belief. Worship him as if you believe the word of God that was spoken over your life.
The Lord said, I'm awakening the prophet in you.
Yes.
This is bigger than what you think it is. The loss that you've suffered, I had to remove some people. I even had to remove some loved ones. I had to remove even that which was dearest to your heart, says the Spirit of the living God. I'm trying to get your attention. I need your voice in this season, says the Spirit of the living God. He's healing that hurt.
Yes.
He's healing that grief. He's healing that loss. Oh, it's been so long that you haven't cried over it. You've let it go numb. The loss. But the Lord says, I need you to cry it out tonight.
Yes.
I need you to cry it out tonight. I need you to release it tonight. I need you to let it go tonight. The Lord says, they're with me. They're with me.
Yes.
They're with me. That loved one is with me.
Yes.
That loved one is with me. I come against the spirit of accidents.
Yes.
In the family line. Arabashata. Arabashata. I come against even that which would try to interrupt pregnancies. I come against even that which would try to take people's life out early in your life, in your lineage. And on my Sunday, the God says, let it go, 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 let it go. I literally see, and those listening tonight are probably like, wow, this is crazy. I see a ball of fire in my hand, Arabashana, and the Lord says, as I throw it in your direction prophetically, that it's going to hit you, and it's going to release Anabashata, the grief of the loss, Anabashata. It's getting ready to release the grief of the loss.
Yes.
I need you to begin one more time to praise the Lord.
Yes.
Some of you might be listening. You're upset that the woman's taking all the time. You don't know what the Lord has invested in this woman and the time he will take to get it out of her.
Right.
You
have to, worship him and praise him from a different place.
I call on the fire of the living God. I call on the fire of the living God. I call on the fire of the living God. I call on the fire just as Elijah called on the fire of the living God. And I take this ball of fire in my spirit and I sling it back and forth. And I speak that it gains momentum. And I speak that it gains velocity. And I speak that it gains light years that will supersede even tonight, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I release that ball of fire under her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I decree and declare that the glory of the Lord is hitting her right where she is now in the name of Jesus. There it is. That's it. 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 I'm awakening the dreamer.
Yes.
I'm awakening the seer. I'm awakening divine interpretation. That's it. 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 I didn't call you out of church to hurt you. I called you out of church to heal you.
Yes.
Now I need you to go back to help those that are hurt.
Yes.
It broke.
Yes. Yeah. There it is.
Hanama Sunday.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
Oh, rabababababa.
Harabashata. Araba Sunday, bishete basata. I really wish those that are listening by way of social media could hear what's happening right now. This woman is being totally revived, delivered.
Yes.
Awakened. This is why I need many of you to download the Praise 107.9 FM app. Arabashanda, the number for the beautifully 50th time is 904-296-2251. It is posted all over social media. Listen, the Lord has broken. Harabashanda bobo robo shanda.
Yes, God.
The woman's, the Lord says, you're free.
Yes.
You're ready to go. He's going to lead you. He's going to lead you this direction that you need to go this season.
Yes, deeper wells.
God said at this point, God, should I go to this church, No, God says your steps are already ordered. Just walk in and watch him use you.
Yes.
Be prepared to be used undercover as your soul is healing. But God will bring you to the forefront in due season. Woman of God, I love you. I don't know if you follow me on social media or not. Cadence McCall, C-A-D-A-N-C-E-M-C. You do. God bless you. I love you.
Go back and listen to this during her Facebook media.
Yes. Prophetess is exactly right. You need to go back and listen to this live feed.
Yes.
You need to listen to this live feed, woman of God.
Yes.
You need to really get this in your spirit. I don't care if you have to listen to it every day. Listen, somebody prophesied over me, when was it? Last year, I think. And that word was so on point. The glory of God was all over it. That I literally listened to it every day for 6 months until it hit my spirit in a way that supersedes human mentality, okay?
Yes.
The Lord wants to awaken you, Harabasunde, through divine repetition, but he has definitely touched you tonight. All right, I think I have time for one or two more callers. God bless you. I love you, woman of God. 904-296-2251. Next caller, who am I speaking with tonight?
Jeremy Amberlin.
Hey, how's my friend Jeremy? How you doing?
All right.
I love you. Listen, I know you and I know too much about you, so I'm going to go ahead and allow Prophetess Khadijah to prophesy
to you. Hey, Jeremy, how are you?
All right.
Good. I'm just going to do a quick prayer for you, okay? So that's okay.
No. You got time to really, if you got a word, I know he's in a place where he needs to hear from the Lord. So if you do have a word, please release it. If not, no pressure. Just flow.
Just flow ahead of life.
Actually, we got 10 more minutes.
We got 10. Oh, we got the 9. We got
that's
nine
right. We got 10 more minutes.
Okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just lift Jeremy up to you, God. I lift everything that he wants to bring unto you, Father. God, I pray now. I pray for a clarity of the mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will make things clear
yes.
unto him, Father, that you will open his eyes, God, to the vision, to
yes.
purpose, Father, in the name of Jesus. I see God has given you vision. God, I pray that you will make that thing clear to him, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray now, God, that you will remove every situation, every circumstance out of his life, God, that would try to keep him in a stagnated place. Father, I pray now, God, for his ear gate, God, that you will open it for a continuous flow, Father, that he will hear you clearly, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, order his steps in the way that he should go, God. Give him direction like never before,
yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, God. God, don't let him waver to the left or the right, God. Set him on a straight path, Father, even in this season, even in this hour, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray now for the plans, God. I pray now that the plans of the enemy has been stopped, Father. They have been broken off of his life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray for your plans, God, that your plans have been perpetuated in his life, God, that it will be an easy flow, God. It will be an easy walk for him, Father. And not saying that you're not out of Christ. I'm talking about the vision. I'm talking about the eye gate. I'm talking about where God wants to take you, even in this season, even in the future. I'm talking about those plans. So, God, I pray now that you will continue to make those things clear to him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yeah.
Jeremy, I know about your situation, but I'm really over here praying and hearing what the Lord is saying for you. The Lord says, the Lord said he's trying to teach you by way of intimacy the law of multiplication. And he said the reason you've not received the job yet that you've wanted is because he wants to teach you how to work with what's already in your hands. And he's saying that he is teaching you how to be a good steward in this season. Arabashana, cutting out excess spending. God said, listen, I love your wife. And if she's listening, please don't take this personal. But the word of God says it's better to dwell on a rooftop than it is in the house with a contentious woman. Now, I'm by no means calling DeWanda the contentious woman of Proverbs that Solomon was talking about. But what I'm saying is that element of strife that exists, if you would learn some laws of stewardship, it will begin to remove some of that contention, and you'll no longer be on the roof of a house, but you will dwell peacefully together within your house. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
Amen. I love you. Prophetess, do you have anything else for him?
I just want to say, whatever God has given you in your hands to do, that's what you need to find yourself doing. Find that passion and that purpose that God has put in your life. Oh, kandiyo shata. Not man put in your life, but what God has put in your life, and do that.
Amen.
Amen.
That's where you're going to flourish at.
Yes. But in the meantime, while those doors are waiting for that passionate opportunity, the Lord needs you to steward what's in your hands so that when that opportunity that prophet has just prophesied to you comes about, in the spirit, I see, I don't know if it's a tech school, a trade school, a college, and I see you walking up to the doors, and I see you with paperwork in your hand, and then you, it's like you almost walk in, and then you shake your head, nah, 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 and then you turn around. And then you almost walk in and you shake your head, nah, I don't think I want to do this. I don't think I have to do this. Nah, I think I'm good. The Lord says, no, you're not good. because there's a plan for you in that that contains the goodness that he has for your life. You're wanting to go from the land of plenty or not even plenty into more than enough. He needs you to walk through the doors. There's some paperwork that needs to be filled out. You don't need to worry about financial aid, but I hear the Lord say that one thing that he is doing in order to increase the substance of your hands is he is calling you back or to school. Amen?
Amen.
Whatever that passion is.
Praise the Lord. Yes, exactly what Prophet has said. Mm-hmm. I need you to walk through those doors in order to school yourself in that passion, because some of the lack of finance is also doing with this not being content in what you're doing and not motivated to go forth to even make the finances or to work the overtime needed right. that you need mm-hmm. right now.
Let me ask you something. Has God given you a vision for you and your family?
Well, my only desire is, it is to go to school. But I don't really know what I want to do.
Seek the Lord.
Amen.
Continue to seek him.
Amen.
No wrong directions in this hour, okay?
And see, you want to go to school, so the hesitancy is,
I don't know what I'm going to do. So you have to seek God.
So, you know.
Tech school.
Yeah. What is, Jeremy, something that, when you think about different people in the world, firemen, EMTs, nurses, doctors, all you're still young, all these different things. What is something that really kind of piques your interest? You would say, well, maybe I would like to do that.
Healthcare. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I need you to go into that direction of healthcare.
Yeah. You have to find your passion, and that's where you flourish. And you never know where else God will take you, even in that. But you have to make that first step. Sometimes, even though we give out prophetic words, some people need strategies. Some people need wisdom.
Yes,
some
exactly.
people need a little guidance.
Right.
And even what the prophetic word may be saying over their life, you get off and you're confused. You're like, oh, my God, they said this, but what? So tonight, mm-hmm. God is allowing us to give you strategy.
Yes.
To give you an open door to actually get to the place where he wants to take you into purpose.
Amen.
I love you, Jeremy.
Love you too.
Okay, inbox me because I really want to see your life. You to go ahead and release the word of the Lord to this
woman.
You know
that song say, step into the joy of the Lord.
Well, all right, we step in, y'all. We step in tonight.
I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry. What's your name again?
Vanessa.
Vanessa.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. God, I'm sorry.
I know that it's your season. I can tell you that much.
Yeah,
okay,
I was going
to
say, Lord, I thank you for Vanessa. I thank you for open doors and open venues for her, God. I thank you for bringing her into a place of momentum. Yes. Even the more, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you now, God, that you're opening business ideas and new ventures for her, even in this season, Father. I pray for the wise counsel of the Lord, even in this season, that even your ideas and the things that you want to do and the strategies, that you would seek the counsel of the Lord even in this season of where he is taking you. I thank you now because I see God bringing you on another level or another realm in him, even in this season, even in this hour. Oh my God, it's so many things that come up against a person when God wants to take them to a new place in him. So I pray that that be canceled over your life. I pray against any distractions or any hindrances. I pray for false relationships now, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will cancel and you will remove those people that will try to hinder the next stage in her life. I see old relationships. I pray, God, that you will break them, that you will truly, truly divide that there will be no contact. I see people trying to contact you. I see old relationships. I even see some new relationships trying to get ready to try to come into your life that will bring a stagnance and a hindrance to your walk with God. So even in this season, when people come into your life, I need you to pray and say, Lord, why are they in my life? Why are you bringing them? Why are they coming around? Because it is vital to you for this season, for this next season of your life, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Woman of God, the Lord says you are well acquainted with his grace and mercy. I hear a righteous man falls 7 times and gets back up again. And he says that you know the getting up power. And God said that there's people around you that he doesn't want you to be hesitant to minister to, Arabashende, but he's going to give you the ability to impart getting up power to. He's going to use you to break the back of condemnation. Have you ever been in church ministry or anything?
Yes.
Okay, because I see like a position of like an elder or a deacon, almost someone that would, that's correct?
Elder, yes.
Okay, I see you assisting a ministry. I'm trying to hear the Lord exactly what he is saying concerning your assistance in the ministry. The Lord is wanting to encourage you to let you know that your presence in a position like that is much more needed and notated in the heavens than you realize. I hear the Lord said that he has allowed your presence to even be a force of conviction for leadership. So I hear the Lord say, stay planted, adabasata, and he's going to continue to use you in that area as he opens more opportunity and more doors for you in this season, woman of God. I hope you've been encouraged. I love you.
I love you. I love you. I guess I have. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. God bless you and good night. All right, Jacksonville, I want to thank you for tuning into an Awaken Me Now moment with Prophetess Cadence McCall, as well as my special guest tonight, Prophetess Khadijah Johnson from Eternal Impartation Ministries. You can follow both of us on social media, Cadence McCall or Khadijah Johnson. Do you have any last words for the people of God tonight?
Good night.
Good night. We love,
we love you.
Guys, pray for me. I'm going to be in Africa for 2 weeks next month. If you would like to sow a seed into my endeavor going to Africa, you're more than welcome to contact me on social media or Cash App me. Somebody right now is hearing from the Lord. I need you to send to Cash App. If you don't have an account, just log it. Just go onto your app store. Go onto Google Play, whether you have iPhone or Android. Download the little green Cash App. It takes 30 seconds to create your little Cash ID. Somebody, you're kind of older in age. The Lord said you could sow and you don't do technology. Get the kids, get the grandchildren. Download it. Do what you got to do. You can find my Cash Cash App ID, cash sign, CADENCE. Okay, I know I spell my name Cadence, but it's like the word on Cash App, okay? CADENCE87, okay? And just because I gave that word to an older person does not mean if you are young, you cannot sow and obey the voice of the Lord, okay?
Amen.
I love you. I'll see you all next week. Tonight was fire. The glory showed up. And I pray that if we did not get to you this week, we will get to you next week. Write the number down, 904-296-2251, every Saturday night from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you. I love you
all.
God
bless you.
You've been listening to an Awaken Me Now prophetic moment with Prophetess Cadence McCall from Cadence McCall Prophetic Ministries. You can participate in this prophetic moment of personal prophecy by calling in. Listen again next week for Prophetess Cadence McCall.